told me I'd end up like this, I would have thought they were crazy. But here I am. I wonder what people will say when they hear the news. Maybe they'll think this was the coward's way out. All I know is, after a lifetime of playing it safe, I felt like there was no other choice. But wait, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Hello? Hello? You work here?
Sure do. I own the place. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. There really should be someone out here. Can I help you?
Yeah, I was on your morning flight from Providence. I checked my briefcase through, and I have not seen it since. It's black, it's about this size, and it's got my initials on it, PMS. Yeah, you heard me, and no jokes.
No problem, sir. I will put our ticket agent on it right away, and she'll track it down in no time. Of course, I'll just have to track her down first. I'll get on it right away.
Look, I have an extremely important meeting at 5 o'clock. I need what's in that briefcase, understand?
Don't worry, sir, we'll find it. Oh, hey, Lowell, this gentleman lost a black briefcase on our Providence flight. Could you put our tracking system on it?
Our what?
Go out on the runway and look around.
Oh. Tracking system.
I'll be back here at 4:30. If I don't have that briefcase, I'm out of a lot of money. And I've got a team of lawyers who'll make sure that you are, too.
Another satisfied customer, huh?
Not now, Roy. Faye, thank God you're here. Look, I need your help.
No, I can't stay, Joe. I'm just here to pick up my handcuffs.
Handcuffs?
It's my second husband, George. He's in trouble.
He's dead. How much more trouble could he be in?
It's terrible, Joe. They want to move everyone in the cemetery so that they can build a new golf course.
Yes, Faye, but handcuffs?
A group of us widows are staging a protest. We're going to chain ourselves to the gate.
Look, Faye, I really, really need your help this morning. I'm trying to track down a lost piece of luggage.
You know, Joe, this may be the last chance I'll ever have to visit my husband without paying Green's fees. Grave robbers.
Hi, is this the baggage claim department? Yeah, hi, this is Joe Hackett of Sandpiper Air. Look, I'm missing a black briefcase from my last flight. It's monogrammed. The initials are PMS. Yeah, I know. Look, I don't have time for jokes right now. Could you look around and see if maybe it's...
Joe, I need to talk to you.
Can you hold on one second?
Listen, my cab is falling apart, and I found a new one, except the bank would not give me a loan without a cosigner, so I put down you. Thanks.
What?
Don't worry, look, I will make all of the payments. They just need someone to sue in case I don't.
Hang on just one second. Antonio, how could you give them my name without asking me first?
My dear friend, I never would have done it if I thought you would have this attitude.
I don't have an attitude. I just
forget it, rich boy. Antonio Scarpacci has his pride. What the hell am I saying? Pride won't feed the bulldog. Please, Joe, I'm in a big trouble here. I need this cab.
I'll be with you in one second. I guess maybe I can help you.
Thanks. I'll be back this afternoon with the papers.
Well, we have to talk about this.
Oh, because... not now. You're way too busy.
Hi, thanks for holding. The bag's not there anywhere, huh? All right, well, maybe it got on the wrong plane. What flights did you have that left around the same time? All right, yeah, I'll try Syracuse, Cleveland, and Newark. Yep, thanks, bye.
Well, are you happy now? Oh, I bet you are. Oh, I see that arrogant, smug look on your face. All right, go ahead, just lay into me. Go ahead, just rub my nose right in it.
What the hell are you talking about?
You are 100% right about Davis Lynch. This is the fifth weekend in a row that he has canceled our date. He obviously does not take our relationship very seriously.
Well, I hope you told him to go to hell.
No, but when I told him that I couldn't wait to see him next weekend, my enthusiasm was very low.
Can we talk about this a little later?
No, I don't even want to talk about it. I just want you to tell me what to do.
Look, I don't know. Well, why don't you give him some kind of ultimatum? Tell him either he shows up next weekend or it's over.
Is exactly right. I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to call him and tell him that. Don't you think I'm being just a little rough?
Tell him.
Hi, yeah, this is Joe Hackett out of Nantucket. Listen, I have a little problem.
I need a... I said... I have a little problem. Can you hold on for 1 second? Thank you.
Hey, Joe. There's a beauty, isn't it? 1947 Harley Davidson. I'm rebuilding her.
Yeah, that's great, Lowe, but I'm trying to do some work here in my office.
Well, I'll tell you, you picked the right place for it, because if you try to get anything done out here, the engine noise would just drive you bats.
Yeah, hi. No, I'm still here. Don't hang up. Yeah, I'm looking for a black briefcase. It's monogrammed. The initials are PMS. Yeah, they told me over in Providence that it might be there with you. Yeah? Well, could you... What the hell are you doing? I'm in the middle of a situation here.
Joey.
Something happened. What is it? What's the matter? Are you all right?
I
Come on. Just tell me. You're scaring me.
Oh, man, it's awful, Joey. It's awful.
What?
Alex and I finally had sex last night, and it wasn't great.
That's it?
Come on, stop kidding around, will you? This is serious. I mean, we waited until we really got to know each other, and I was expecting magic, you know, but it's... just wasn't magic. And don't get me wrong, the rabbit came out of the hat, but...
I really don't want to talk about this.
That's fine. That's fine, because what I really need is for you to talk to Alex.
What?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. I want you to ask her how it was for her.
Are you crazy? You expect me to go to your girlfriend and talk to her about your sex life?
Well, yeah. I mean, with you, she'll be truthful. If I ask her, she'll lie through her teeth, like I did to her.
No, there's no way. It is out of the question. I am not doing it.
Yeah, right. Hey, and let me tell you, if ever you have a girlfriend, I'll do the same for you. Of course, sex at that age, how good could it be?
No problem. Your briefcase will be here at 4:30. Thank you. You have my word on it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it is on its way here right now. That's right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Don't you have any idea where it is? New York? Well, why is it going to New York? All right. Okay, thanks.
Hey, Haddock. Want to hear something beautiful? My new radio commercial.
Not right now, Roy.
Aeromass, the official airline of New England, proudly announces air cushion service to New York, Boston, Nantucket, and the world.
Too subtle?
Oh my God, that must have cost a fortune.
Hey, you gotta spend money to make money. You know how that is. Oh, that's right, you don't.
Hey, did you talk to Alex yet?
Brian, right now I have bigger problems than your sex life.
First of all, I can't believe you said that. And second of all...
Could you please get out?
Hey, guys. Listen, could somebody hit me on the head with this hammer? I wanna see if this helmet's any good.
No.
I'll do it.
All right, listen, don't hold back. Just, you know, I want you to lay me out. Just give me everything you got. I want you to really just...
Whoa. You all right? Are you okay?
The hammer works. Helmet sucks.
Please, both of you, could you go? Tell me what Alex says.
Brian, tell me what she says. I am not talking. Hello, LaGuardia?
I gotta talk to you, Jim.
Faye, not right now. I'm on a very important call. Yes, I'll hold. What is it, Faye?
They came after us with bolt cutters. You've got to help me, Joe. First thing in the morning, they're moving George to the cemetery on the other side of the island.
What is so bad about that? They're moving him to a nicer place.
I don't want him in the same cemetery as my first husband. That's all I need is for the two of them to get together and start comparing notes. Now, you know people on the city council. You know the mayor. Hey, can't we do something? Oh. I mean, can't you talk to someone?
All right, Faye. All right, I'll do it.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Oh, don't forget you have that newspaper interview this afternoon.
What? What? What interview?
The one I told you about this morning.
No, you didn't tell me about anything.
Well, I was supposed to. Some reporter from some newspaper is coming to talk to you about something.
What? What? But why would a reporter want to interview me?
Well, how would I know? I only take the messages.
Hello? Yeah, yes, yeah, I'm still holding.
Joe, what are you doing?
Well, at the moment, I'm listening to the new Christy Minstrels do Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. What do you want?
I have never been so humiliated in my life. Here, I told the man at the car dealership, you are so dependable, and your credit report comes back a mess.
What are you talking about?
You, Mr. Deadbeat, you... Apparently, you owe a bundle to Edie's House of Electrolysis.
I've never even heard of that place.
Oh, yeah, fine. And I suppose I've never been there either. Listen, I certainly hope you're a little more convincing when the man gets here with the loan papers.
Okay, Joe, guess what? I took your advice and gave Davis an ultimatum. I told him exactly what you told me to tell him. I said, if you can't make time for me, then we cannot see each other anymore.
Good for you. You let him have it.
I certainly did. And he told me he understood. And he said he cared about me so much that he had to let me go. Joe, why did I ever listen to you? Why?
Hello? Hi, is this New York baggage information? No, no, I was not a flight. No, I don't want international baggage. No, I don't want to hold. Helen. No, look. Would it be so hard for you to go and call him and just tell him you changed your mind?
I can't do that. He'll think I'm out of my mind, a hysterical woman, and I'm not.
Hello? Oh, no, no. No, not voicemail. No, I don't want to leave a message. Hello, this is Joe Hackett at Sandpiper Air. Yeah, I am desperately trying to track down a black briefcase. It's monogrammed with the initials PMS. Your laugh here. Now, it is on its way to you right now. As soon as you get it, could you put it on a plane back to Nantucket immediately? I need it by 4:30. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Joe, you have a minute? Can I talk to you?
Not really. I'm kind of busy.
Well, this won't take long. I was just wondering if Brian mentioned anything.
I don't want to talk about this.
But I'm afraid of disappointing him. I don't know what he wants.
Well, what makes you think I'd know?
Well, because you're his brother. There must be something, you know, special that no woman's ever given him.
Hey, we're Catholic. We don't talk about stuff like that.
What's the big deal? I mean, he must have said something.
Okay, all right. He told me that you two finally slept together and it wasn't that great, okay?
Oh, I was talking about his birthday. I didn't know what to get him. I can't believe he said that. Oh, my kid. I mean, he's right. The sex wasn't great.
Well... Look, have you thought about jumper cables?
Oh, that's sick.
I meant for his birthday.
Gee, Hackett, it's almost 4:30. Where do you suppose that briefcase could be?
Would you please turn that thing off?
No, Joe, you don't want to be too frazzled for your interview.
Oh, Faye, look, I just don't have time for this interview today. Could you please call the reporter and cancel?
I would, but I don't know his name.
Think, what newspaper does he work for?
I don't know. It was the New York Times or the Boston Globe. It was a big one.
Hi, Scotty Nelson from the Wisconsin High Tatler.
Oh, that's the one!
Look, Scotty, I... just don't have time for this interview today.
Oh, come on. It's just a little profile. If I don't get this interview, I'll flunk journalism. If I flunk journalism, then I won't graduate. Please.
Okay, all right. But you only have 5 minutes, okay? Come on.
I don't know why you're even bothering with a puff piece. The hard news is at the cemetery.
The slant of the article is class presidents, where are they now?
Well, that's interesting. So tell me, what are some of the other class presidents up to these days?
Well, one is serving on President Clinton's staff. Another one's a correspondent for CNN. One's a chief financial officer.
I'm not talking about the old guys. I mean, you know.
Well, actually, they're all younger than you, Joe. But they were either too busy to be interviewed or too far away. Lucky for me, you haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah, let's get started, Scott. I got kind of a time problem.
Oh, okay. In your senior yearbook, you said that your goals were, and I quote, to fly jets, raise a family, and live in some faraway exotic place. So, does your airline have any jets?
No.
Are you married?
No.
Fiancé?
No.
Do people your age still have girlfriends?
Yes.
So you have a girlfriend?
No.
And you still live in Nantucket?
I think we covered that.
Excuse me one second, Sky. Lowell! Hey, could you shut the motorcycle off? I'm in the middle of an interview here.
Sorry, Joe.
Come on, Scotty.
Scotty? Would that be Scotty Nelson? Sconset High Tattler? Oh, Lowell Mather. I never miss your column. You know, I especially love the expose you did on gym class. I agree. Dodgeball, what's the point?
Joe, the man is here about his briefcase.
Damn, I'm dead.
Briefcase? Reminds me. Joe Ernie walked us over from Air Freight about an hour ago. Please don't kill me.
Kill you? Kill you?
Scotty, I'd appreciate it if you'd keep my name out of this.
Joe, time's running out for George. When are you going to call the mayor?
I will get to it, Faye. I promise you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Joey. Thanks a lot. I don't know what you said to Alex, but she's incredibly upset, and I want you to fix it.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll do whatever I can. I promise.
Hey, Joe, Dave was called, and he apologized, and so I forgave him. But do you think I did the right thing?
Yeah, I do. So we'll talk about this later, okay?
Joe, this is Mr. Donovan, the loan officer. Mr. Donovan and Joe Hackett, the most responsible man I know.
Hi,
Joe, I've got the mayor on the phone.
Sir, took me some doing, but here it is, your briefcase. Look, I'm really very sorry that you had a bad experience with Sandpiper, and I'd like the chance to make it up to you. So if you ever decide to fly with us again, that flight's on the house, okay?
It's scratched.
What?
There's a scratch on it. Right here. And it wasn't there before. I'm filing a damage claim. Somebody's going to pay for this, and it is not going to be me.
Well, that's not a problem, sir. There's no need to file a report. Here, come with me. I've got just the thing for you. I'm going to take your briefcase and put it through our special scratch remover. You can collect your bags right through there. Thank you for flying Sandpiper.
Don't think I'll be needing you today.
Scotty, where were we? Oh, yeah. You were asking me about my life. I think that right here is pretty much everything you need to know. This is Nantucket. I was born here, I live here, and I am probably going to die here. Joe, take it easy. Relax.
No, relax? I can't relax. If I relax, who's going to try to keep this damn airline in business?
Certainly not you. No, you're too busy wrestling with life's greater problems, like your recent bout with mediocre sex.
A little louder, Joe. I don't think everybody heard you.
No, I can hear fine, thanks.
Joe, stop it!
No, you stop it, Helen! You stop coming to me every time you have a problem with your boyfriend! Did it ever occur to you that I'm alone here and maybe I don't want to hear about it? I am sick of everyone running to me every time they have a problem. Faye has a crisis. Run to Joe. Antonio wants to buy a new cab. Run to Joe. Roy wants to gloat. Run to Joe. Where do I run to? Where do I go? Where do I go? When my dream of flying jets turns into the nightmare of being a baggage handler, huh? Somebody tell me, where do I go when it finally dawns on me that my life sucks?
Hey, Joe.
Joe. Hey, Joe, what? What the hell are you doing?
Joe, where are you going?
Well, this is where you came in. The truth is, once I got on that bike, I just wanted to keep going. I remember thinking I don't care where I go as long as it's not back there. But, you know, in my wildest dreams, I never thought I'd end up like this.
A minute 47! That's the record!
For.
Yeah, don't wimp out and just sit there. Sit there and watch this episode of Cheers featuring very unwimpy baseball guest star Wade Boggs. Next on Nick at Night.